B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, we're all deprived of sports here. And our next guest also is. Not only is a coach of an NCAA basketball team, the Villanova Wildcats, but also as a Philly sports fan, because he is a major Philly sports fan. Let's check in on what Jay Wright, the great Villanova men's basketball coach, is doing. He's on the Comcast Business Hotline Beyond Fast. Hello, Jay.
Hey, Mikey Miss, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you doing? I mean, this is the time, the NCAA tournament, the whole bit, Philly's opening day. I know you're a big Phil's fan. How are you making out here?
It's crazy, man. But I mean, I'm good. I mean, you think about what's going on in our world. You know, our life is yours more than anybody's. Sports, ours is just basketball, but. You know, you think about all the people that are affected across the country, and these health workers that are going out there every day. I mean, those guys and ladies, they're the ones that have some serious challenges. You know, we're stuck at home and not playing basketball games, which, you know, we're a little nuts. That affects us, but it's nothing compared to what's going on in our world, you know, and what these healthcare workers are battling out there every day, you know?
Yes, that's well said. And, we've had time now, and you have had time, your kids have had time to kind of digest this. But when it first came down, I mean, it had to hit like a ton of bricks for you guys, because you were, let's face it, this looked like it was going to be another big run in the NCAA tournament. So, like, take me from that moment to now with you and your kids.
Yeah, it was crazy, Mike. Hey, you know, we were really playing good basketball. You know, I don't know. I think we won 8 out of 9 or something coming down the stretch. That doesn't matter. But we felt like we were playing really well. Our young guys, our freshmen, Jeremiah Robinson Earl and Justin Moore, we felt like they were really starting to get it. You know, Colin Gillespie had been dealing with nagging injuries the whole second half of the season. He was getting healthy. Jermaine Samuels had a foot injury that was bothering him. He was playing through. He was healthy. You know, you can talk about it now because we don't have anything else to talk about. But like we were feeling really good, and we were in New York City, and the Thursday we were going to play DePaul Thursday night. Mm-hmm. DePaul wins on Wednesday night, which was, you know, beats Xavier, which was a shock. You know, and we do our walkthrough in the morning. We stay right on Central Park South there, so. We walk one block down to the New York Athletic Club. We do our walkthrough. We come back. We're all fired up. We're having our lunch. We're watching the start of the Creighton St. John's game. And now it's like you're just so dialed in into your little world. Like nothing else matters. Nothing else is going on. And then bang, you know, as we're sitting there, they say it's canceled. The NCAA tournament, I mean, the Big East tournament's canceled. And, you know, as coaches, we have everything planned to the minute. We have everything planned for these guys. It's one of the first times you say to them, hey, you know, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what we're going to do. I don't have a plan here. Like, I don't know if we're staying here tonight. I don't know if we're going home. I don't know what we're doing. So we said, you know, just go back up to your rooms and we'll figure this out and we'll get back to you. So we wound up coming back right away Thursday, and we got back to Villanova like about 4 o'clock. And when we got back, there was a lot of media there, and they had set up like a barricade for the media, you know, so they couldn't come close to us. And I don't know, there was like 10, 15 media people there. And I sent the guys into the locker room and started talking to them. As I was talking to them, somebody handed me a phone. Somebody in the media handed me a phone and said, the NCAA tournament's canceled. I was like, wow. I said, you know what? I got to go back in and talk to our team. I got to tell our team, you know? So I went back in and talked to our guys, and they're just in shock. It's like everybody, every time we get hit with something now, it's not something we considered, you know? It's just been a really strange time in all of our lives. And, you know, like I keep saying to you, Mike, like, this is what we do. It keeps us kind of entertained talking about sports, but I think we all realize what a small part of the world and our lives really sports is when you're worrying about people's health. But you also learn, one of the things I have learned is it is an incredible distraction for all of us, you know, and it does have a place in this world, because when you don't have it, you know, you can tell, like a lot of those health workers and people that go out there, they like coming home and listening to you on the way home, you know. And I'll be honest with you, I haven't been listening, because I was listening to you in a car. I have been in the car, you know. I'm just home. But it does provide, you know, if you're one of those people that are going in there working at a hospital all day, you definitely don't want to get in your car and start thinking about that.
Yeah,
you want to think about, you want to hear you know, talk about the Sixers and the Phillies. So I kind of learned a lot from different perspectives during this.
Yeah, and of course, we're all quarantined, and we get out for 4 hours a day. We do the show and still come into the studio. But, you know, you're quarantined. You're at home. And it's funny, the juxtaposition for you, because at one point you're downsizing, and now all of a sudden you're upsizing because you got a lot of people in the house. What's going on with that? How did this whole thing evolve for you as far as the house goes and the family all together now?
It's funny, Mike, because my wife runs everything. She runs the business. She runs everything. So she made the decision we were downsizing. And because she has to take care of it, it's a big house. You know, we've got three kids in here. And now we got all three kids home. We got two girlfriends, two dogs, a cat. This place is rocking, man. And it's kind of fun, you know. But I joke with her. I'm like, you know, good thing, man. It's a good thing. We didn't do this yet because we would be in a little place packed in here. But, you know, everyone's still working from home, doing their work from different rooms. And it's kind of enjoyable, to be honest. I hate to say it, knowing what's going on out there. And hopefully no one here gets sick. But, I mean, we really have stayed here. We really have. We just locked in here you know, we play all of our games and do our thing and compete at everything, which is sanity in this family.
Well, I was reading in today's paper you had a family tennis tournament. Who won that thing today?
It's going on right now.
Oh, it's still going on. Okay.
My wife took me first and kicked my ass.
Your wife beat you?
Oh, she's a beat. No, man. In this family, I'm a schlep, man. They kicked me. You know, you play the intelligent games, you know, at night. They're all brilliant. They kill me. And the sports, I'm getting to be the old fart, and they're all good. And the women are good tennis players, and they kick. It's humbling, man.
You can be humbled. Let's talk some basketball here, because I want to touch base on this. Like, you've already, like, some outlets have already pronounced you as the number one team in the nation next year. And when you look at your roster and you lose one senior who really didn't play, and you have all these guys back, and you have a great recruiting class coming in, you had a couple red shirts. How does that affect you?
It gave me something to think about for a day. Like, that thing popped up. I saw two of them had us number one. One of them had us like number eight or something. You know what? It's so funny, Mike. We're working on the two most important things for us right now are Jeremiah Robinson Earl and Sadiq Bey. You know, we'll go through this pre-draft process. You know, we put their names in for the early entry evaluation. We have not heard back yet, but they will go through that. So, you know, these are two young guys that their careers are, you know, kind of in the balance right now.
So they have to decide themselves whether they're going to make this leap, right?
Right.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
So let me ask you, as far as the season being cut short, does that influence it at all? Because both of them would have had not only the Big East tournament, but the NCAA tournament to really kind of show more of their wares. Does that enter into it?
It probably will, Mike, in that both of them, and this is what I was talking about earlier, like Sadiq Bey was you know, he's only a sophomore, you know, he's a young kid. He was just getting better and better. He was just playing great basketball. And he, you know, I think he was primed to have a great NCAA tournament. And Jeremiah Robinson Earl was a big guy who was like developing as a shooter, developing as a decision maker. You know, I actually gave him I gave him like his last eight games. He was shooting over 50% from the field, over 40% from three. He had a 1-to-1 assist to turnover ratio. He's like almost averaging a double double. Like he was really starting to come on. So, you know, you got to think in the NCAA tournament, he really could have, you know, made a name for himself, and then that gets cut short. Now, because of you know, the Olympics being canceled, I did have a chance to talk with Sean Ford from USA Basketball and Greg Popovich, not about the NBA, but about our USA thing. And you know, the NBA's up in the air still about what they're going to do. Nothing's decided, but there's a possibility outside, you know, they could go through the draft process without even having these guys come and work out and just have to make their decisions based on what they saw this year. It's possible, you know, because we just don't know when we're going to allow to bring groups of people together. So these two are really up in the air in terms of, you know, do I work out right now and get ready, you know, or do I rest because I'm going to be going all summer? So
do you give them a feel on what you think they should do, or do you just completely detach?
We always give them a feel, and mostly we give them information and give them scenarios. Like, you know, what do you want to do? You know, like how do you want to go into the NBA? You know, do you want to? How much do you like school? You know, do you want to get out of school and be in the NBA, or would you be good coming back to school? Like, you know, like Dante DiVincenzo a couple years ago, really, you know, he was cool coming back. He's like, I love it. You know, I'm good. I'll go back. And, but he just had a great, you know, pre-draft workout and he was in the 16th pick or whatever. So he really didn't have a choice, but every guy is different and you just try to give them scenarios and then let them make the decision.
Yeah, I got you. Last question. And you know, I gotta ask you this question. As far as the NBA goes, are you interested at all, or are you ruling that out completely?
You know, I know you're going to be sick of hearing my answer.
Here's your answer. Your answer is Villanova is a wonderful place. It's the best job in the world. Right? That's your answer. I get it.
And I love it.
And I know that.
But you know, you're just stupid to say, you know, I don't want you 5 years from now, Tim, like, you told me you'd never go to the NBA. Why'd you say it?
Yeah.
I just love where I am. I don't want to give it up. And you know, last summer I got a chance to coach those guys. I love coaching those. It's awesome coaching those guys. You just can't have two jobs, you know? So I just like my job, but I don't want to leave it.
You know, you would be the perfect NBA coach because you do have that NBA experience, but you also have the gift of conversation. Like, you can reach people that you know, the NBA player is difficult to reach, but you would figure out the perfect way to do it. You'd be a perfect compromise coach. You'd be able to instruct them and not make them think like they're getting instructed.
That's very kind, and I do listen to you, and you do have a good perspective. It's not, you know, again, I got to coach those guys last summer. I got to see Popovich do it. I got to see Steve Kerr do it, Louis Pierce. It is definitely conversational. Like, those guys have an opinion. Now they're also very smart in that they know who the coach is, they know who the player is, but they have their ideas and they know how to do what they want to do. It is definitely conversational.
Here's the example I use, Jimmy Butler. You would find a way to blow sunshine up his nostril to the point where he'd go through a wall for you. I'm being serious about this now. You would have the exact way to reach Jimmy Butler because you figure stuff like that out.
It's definitely, at that level, it's definitely figuring those guys out. Now, and understanding that they all do have incredible levels of competitiveness. Now, sometimes that competitiveness can get in their way because ego gets involved. But they are so incredibly competitive. I marveled at that last summer with these guys.
Jay, you know where I'm going with this, right? You know where I'm going. Would the geographical connection influence you at all if you went to the NBA?
No. No. It's not that. You know what, Michael? Honestly, I don't have to do that in college, though. I don't have to be conversational in college.
No, you have the hammer.
And you have young guys that are looking at you like, yo, tell me, like, I don't really get it yet. Tell me what I got to do. Like, that's really fun.
I get that, but what not make me fun is going on the road to recruit, being in high school gyms and all that stuff. All right, go ahead. Quick.
I'll give you a great story. Last summer, we were in one of our games in the World Cup, and I mistakenly, it's my scout, and we're playing Turkey, and I mistakenly get on one of the players about a scouting assignment and in a college way. Mm-hmm. And he comes back at me, and Steve Kerr just turns to me and goes, welcome to the NBA.
Yeah, I get it. But again, so you learn.
Talk to those guys.
You learn from that one example. See? I get it. College, you're used to having a hammer. I totally get it, man. They're coming. I know you're a competitive guy. It burns at you. All right, last thing I'm going to leave you with, because I got this note, and I didn't know this about your background. You were the starting quarterback for the Southampton Knights 80-pound champion football team? Is that true?
I think we beat Bristol that year, too, man. I think we beat up on Bristol Borough.
You probably had better equipment.
We did. We definitely did. Those two are crappy, man. They didn't have the same color jerseys or anything.
Who would have thought you could have been a quarterback somewhere? All right, listen, man. It was great talking to you. Stay inside and have fun with the family. Tell Patty I said hello.
I definitely will, buddy. Take care. Thanks for doing your thing, man. It's helping now.
All right, Jay. Thank you.
Good, buddy.
Yeah, it was Jay Wright, the coach of the Villanova Wildcats.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.